I recently awoke from this very long and bizarre dream. Or more like a nightmare, actually. One which lasted the majority of my life. I was told by numerous doctors and scientists that they believed something had a hold of my mind, which used me to play out its sick and twisted fantasies. Ones which included mutilating much of my own body and participating in horrific, murderous activities. The thing is, like I said, I was essentially asleep. I have no memory of any of it, and don't even understand the motivation behind the actions. I was possessed by a thing which stole most of my life from me. Years and years that I will never get back. That is why I am committed to not waste any more time. Now that I'm awake, I'll be living up the remainder of my existence the best way that I can. I am extremely fortunate for a doctor named Sarah Summers for the chemical which finally was able to cure my sickness. The chemical known as I-151. Since being initially put on it, I moved from facility to facility, slowly getting better and being given more freedom each time, until doctors were totally convinced that I was no longer a threat to society and finally let me leave. Luckily, I had an extremely generous benefactor who interviewed me while I was recovering and offered to pay for surgeries so that I could once again attempt to look like a normal person. Plastic surgeons these days really can work miracles. In fact, I was kind of inspired by what they did and decided to go to college to try to one day become one. I feel that if I could help somebody feel normal the way that surgeons helped me to, it would be a great way for me to pay back my debt to society. Speaking of my debt, I often lay awake at night trying to imagine a way in which I could actually make things right again. I mean, sure, I had a bad upbringing. Many would say that I was set up for failure in this world. The things that I have been told I did, though, are just so disgusting, so incredibly evil, that there's surely no complete path for my redemption. Even if I wasn't consciously aware of what I was doing, I just have to live day by day, so that one day at least I can say I tried my best. Since my release, I've found a girlfriend named Shelly, who I met at church, believe it or not. Our favorite thing to do together is actually go to Disney World with another couple named Sheila and Hank. We go to dinner at Epcot, go drinking around the world, although I don't partake in the alcohol part. I don't really know what effect that would have on me with my medication. It really has been a nice time in my life. None of my new relationships have ever been informed of my past, though, which is something I definitely feel I'll never be able to reveal, no matter how close we get. Like I said, there is no total path to redemption for me. Anyways, I want to tell you about the day the four of us decided to go to Magic Kingdom together. I had not been inside since my recovery, and was kind of nervous to go. Once we were in, though, I saw Mickey Mouse dancing up on stage in front of the incredibly majestic castle behind him. My nervousness was forgotten and replaced with excitement. Only it was a feeling that I wasn't used to, and it was actually a bit hard for me to control. Suddenly, this weird squeaky laugh exploded out from my lips, and Sheila turned toward me with this judgmental face. I covered my mouth and just looked back at the show, but it was a little weird. Sheila and Hank didn't do any of the rides. They pretty much just talked crap about how it was for kids, and that they liked the other parks better. I forced them to go on Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, and Thunder Mountain, though. I just couldn't help myself. I was having a blast. They even thought I was kind of weird for it, but honestly, everyone thought I was a bit quirky anyway. I decided to appease their older sensibilities and do something a little bit more relaxing. So I offered for us to go walk around Tom Sawyer's Island. We took the little boat over, and once we set foot on it, I started feeling a bit different. I was having flashes of things that I had no recollection of, and feeling a bit queasy. My doctor warned me about this and said to just double up on my pill if it ever happened. So I popped one, and it worked pretty much. Shelley requested we go walk inside the caves on the island. I didn't think this was a good idea for some reason, but I wanted to make her happy, so I obliged. We eventually got kind of lost in the tunnels and ended up in this little cavern with a high ceiling and depressions in the rock wall that looked like a face. I found them extremely intriguing, but wasn't sure why. The more I stared at it, the more those strange flashes would tear through my mind. They were scaring me at first, but at this point I was somehow welcoming them. This almost cartoon-like fantasy began to emerge inside my head. One in which I was all-powerful and anything I wanted to occur would instantly happen. Hank touched me on the shoulder, looking concerned, but I couldn't focus on him. He seemed to be going in and out of the cartoon animation until his head burst into flames and his eyes bulged out from his head. I dove forward, trying to put out the flames. He struggled and fought, but I overpowered him until his body stopped moving on the floor of the cave. Panicked, I focused for a bit and stared down at his body and noticed there weren't any flames or smoke or anything on his face that indicated a fire, and my chest was unburnt as well. Already knowing what I would see, I turned around to look at Shelley and Sheila's terrified faces, gazing at me in fear. It kind of looked funny to me. I didn't understand the emotion behind it. It was like they were just making silly faces or something. So, I made a silly face back and began to laugh. At that point, they turned and tried to run out the other side of the cave, but Sheila immediately tripped and face-planted into the rock wall. I picked her head up and noticed it was like a basketball. I had this urge to bounce it, so I bounced it against the rock wall, and then the ball busted and wouldn't bounce as well anymore. Then I had to put it down and decided to play tag with Shelley. She was pretty far ahead of me in the cave, but my hearing had somehow gotten way better. I tracked her down and found her outside of the cave, running down the side of the island, screaming for help. But one second she'd be screaming and the next she'd be laughing. It was bizarre, but my excitement was too high for me to even give it a second thought at that point. I finally caught up to her on one of the floating bridges leading to the other side of the island and jumped and flew into the air, grabbing her, and we were gliding through this perfect animated world. Then suddenly we were underwater, her arms thrashing, or perhaps they were clapping. I couldn't tell. Was she screaming or was she laughing? Everything then became silent, and the darkness of the water was all there was. I floated to the surface and saw her body upside down beside me. Legitimately frightened, I gazed up at the dock beside Haunted Mansion and saw a young man staring at me by himself. He was holding an old pair of Mickey ears from probably the 1970s in his hand, and seemed to possess nothing but absolute hatred in his eyes. Hatred for me. Losing myself to the cartoon world again, I began to backstroke down the river, deep into the woods behind the Haunted Mansion. Since then, I've created a shelter back there, and have stolen a few things from park guests over the past few days, along with the phone which has allowed me to create this. I also found a mirror with a razor blade, and have decided to start cutting and see where I end up. My face just doesn't feel like me anymore. It doesn't feel like it would belong to a cartoon.